Now we turn to one of the most important concepts in Monte Carlo calculation, and is the concept of statistical error, and we also discuss the problem of the bias in our estimates. So the idea is, again, as before, we want to compute an average value of f with respect to probability distribution, and our estimator is the sample mean. The word estimator simply means any numerical quantity that you compute that in the limit n going to infinity converges in probability to the average value that you want to compute. This is the meaning of estimator. So f bar, the sample mean, is an estimator of the average because for n going to infinity, f bar converges to the average value. Now we want to compute to define the error on our estimate. And it's important that one understands that we want to compute the error for given fixed value of n, the number of iterations, and we want to define an error which applies also if n is small. Say we are doing 3 iterations, we get an estimate, of course, f bar is an estimate. We want to define the error on this estimate, even if f bar is obtained from 3 iterations. So how is conceptually defined the error? Well, in physics and all, and in general, errors are always defined from the variance of a distribution. You look at the results you obtain, and then you compute the width of the distribution, and this provides you an estimate of what we call the error. The important point here is to understand which distribution we are looking at. So in order to compute the error and the sample mean, the idea is the following. Imagine that we repeat the same Monte Carlo calculation several times. So what we do? We first do one simulation and iterations, and we get one sample mean, which I call f bar 1. This is the sample mean on the first Monte Carlo simulation. Then we repeat the same simulation a second time and we get a different estimate, of course, f bar 2. Then we do the simulation a third time and we get a third value, f bar 3. We do the same thing now as several times, and we call the number of Monte Carlo that we do, n with a suffix mc, the number of Monte Carlo simulations that we do. So we do a certain number of Monte Carlo simulations. Each simulation corresponds to n iterations. Then we plot the distribution of the results. So we look at the distribution of the sample means. Distribution is a general term that I will often use in the course, so it's important that you understand exactly what I mean by the name distribution. Distribution simply means that I do an histogram. So I have the different values, I choose a discretization, and then I bin the results. So the height of each bin is the number of times that I've got f bar in the given integral. So here, for instance, I have divided the interval in several small subintervals. So for the picture, which is drawn on the notes in page 2, I've got f bar in the interval AB1, so the height of the bin is 1. Between B and C, I've got it 8 times. And in this case, the height of the bin is 8, then 17 between C and D, and so on. So this is the distribution, the unnormalized distribution. Then you define the normalized distribution. The normalized distribution is simply obtained from the distribution that you see here, dividing by the area of the distribution. Okay? So the normalized distribution. And so the main property that this distribution has, that if I increase the number of Monte Carlo simulations, the distributions will converge to a real probability, the probability of obtaining a given value of f bar. A given value of f bar for a given number of iterations. So the number of iterations is fixed. What goes to infinity here is the number of Monte Carlo simulations. So the error is obtained conceptually by fixing n, any number, one, well, not really one, but even 3, 4, 10, whatever, fixed anyway. What goes to infinity is the number of repetitions of the Monte Carlo simulations. Then we get a distribution, and then we define an average mu over the distribution, and we define the variance of f bar over the distribution. So the square root of the variance, so the standard deviation of the distribution, is what we call the error. The error is the standard deviation of the distribution. And then we introduce the bias. The bias is the difference between the average over the distribution by p of f bar and the exact result. So mu minus the average value of f with respect to pi. This is called the bias. It's important to note that we have here two different averages. We have the averages with respect to the number of Monte Carlo repetitions, and this is a quantity which goes to infinity. These are the averages with respect to pf bar. So they are the averages with respect to the distribution of the sample mean, and the averages with respect to pi. In most books dealing with Monte Carlo, these two averages are written with the same symbol. They are simply average with no suffix. But it's important to realize that there are two different averages. And it's easy to understand which is the average one is considering from the context. But here I will always use different notation so that you do not get confused. Final comment again. Remember, n is fixed. Arbitrary, small, large, we don't care. What goes to infinity here is the number of Monte Carlo repetitions.